This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih. ولا شريعة بعد الشريعة أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين صدق الله العظيم My dear respected elders and brothers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ You have been commanded to only do deeds solely for the sake of Allah ta'ala. In a hadith, which is a very famous hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ The deeds of the people would be judged according to the intention which is done for those deeds. According to the intention that you do, Allah Ta'ala will reward and Allah will recompense you. This hadith is a very famous hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is perhaps one of the hadith which is Jawami'ul Kalim, a most comprehensive hadith. The words are very short, but the meaning is very great and very significant. Ulama have written that one third of deen is in this particular hadith. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi had said that there are 70 lessons attached to this hadith. In the Arabic language, 70 means many lessons attached to this hadith. And that is the reason why many great scholars and hadith scholars They started off the compilation of hadith by this hadith because of its importance. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka bahut mashhoor hadith hai. Aamal ka daro medar niyat par hai. Aur har shakhs ko uski niyat ka ajr milega. Ulama ka kehna hai ki yeh hadith deen ka ek tihai hai. Aur isme koi mubalagha nahi. Uski ahmiyat ki pesh nazar Imam Bukhari صاحب مشکات اور بہت سے محدثین نے اپنے احادیث کے ذخیرے کو اسی حدیث سے شروع کیا ہے Now in this particular hadith we learn many lessons. One of the lessons that we learn is the importance of niyat. Niyat کی جو ہے وہ اہمیت. Now the sad part is you and I, we don't make an effort to make niyat for our deeds. Hum apne amal ke liye hum niyat nahi karte. But it is such an important part with regard to it. My ustad, Hazrat Maulana Idris Mirti Rahmatullah Ali, has written a commentary on Riyazu Salihin in Urdu. So in there he wrote one very amazing thing. Nek niyati ek mustaqil ibadat hai. Nek niyati good niyat and good intention is one separate good deed. It's a good deed by itself. Now, to give you an example with regard to how a good deed is a good deed in itself, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going to Tabuk, and now you will all remember that Tabuk is a battle in which there has been great amount of effort that was done. It was in the peak of summer. Muslims at the time, the Sahaba didn't have great amount of wealth. It was a peak of the harvesting season. And that time, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, leave everything and go in jihad. Now, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the journey says, مَا سَلَكْنَا شُعُبًا وَلَا وَادِيًا You will not cross a mountain. You will not cross a valley. But there are people in Medina They are with you in reward. حَبَسَهُمُ الْعُذَرِ They can't come because of a valid excuse. They have a valid reason for not coming out in jihad. But because their niyat was to come, every valley you pass, every mountain you cross, every good deed you do, they will get the reward for it. Why they will get the reward? Only because they made niyat. They made niyat, because of that niyat, they got the reward. Now, how many times we have an opportunity to make niyat, but we don't make niyat, we don't get reward. Ulama, for example, have made mention, if you make wuzu, right, and you don't make niyat with regard to wuzu, you just make wuzu like that, you wash your hands, what you are supposed to make, wash in wuzu, and you don't make niyat, that wuzu will be sufficient for you to perform salat, but you won't get sawab for it. Wuzu ke sawab usi waqt milega, aap uske liye niyat kare. Now if you make niyat, the reward of wuzu is very great. Nabi Akram Sallam said, when you wash your hands in wuzu, all your minor sins falls away. Nabi Akram Sallam has said in a hadith, on the day of Qiyamah, one day Sahaba asked Nabi Akram Sallam, Ya Rasulullah, there will be so many ummatis of yours on the day of Qiyamah. There will be so many great humanity on the day of Qiyamah. How are you going to recognize us? So Nabi Akram Sallam said an amazing thing. He said, if there is a valley of dark horses, and in the middle of those dark horses, there is one white horse, will you be able to pick up that one white horse? Sahaba said, yes. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I will make out my ummah from the noor that will emanate from those limbs of the body which they used to wash in wudu. Us noor ki wajah se main unke jana pehchan kar lunga. Subhanallah, what an amazing thing. But we only get that reward if we make niyat. And our ulama have said that there are four types of amal, right? And in this particular amal, aajkal jo hai na mushkil ye hai, hum kisi kaam karne se pehle koi niyat nahi karte hain, jisse hum ruhani faydon se mahroom reh jata hai. And in this particular way, ulama have said there are four types of amal, four types of niyat. One is a good intention with a good action with a good intention. Second is a good action with a bad intention, evil intention. Third is a bad evil action with an evil intention. Evil action with an evil intention. And fourth is an evil deed with a good intention. And ulama have said only one is worthy of reward, the first one. Good action with a good intention. Good action with evil intention. Bad action with bad intention. Bad action, evil, even with a good intention, is wrong. The path of hell is paved with good intention. It's a very famous statement. The path of hell is paved with good intention. Just having a good intention doesn't make you your deed good. It must be according to the Sharia. One person one day saw a bird. The bird had a long beak. So he said, this bird, how is it going to eat? So he cut off the beak. When he cut off the beak, that particular bird depended upon the beak to go into small corners to be able to get its food. It didn't have a beak, it died in a few days. That person's intention was good. But what did he do? It killed the bird. So a person's intention doesn't make a bad deed in a good deed. So these are four types of amal which our ulama have said. So niyat is very important. So the first thing we learn is the importance of niyat. Now, after understanding the niyat is important, what should our niyat be? Our niyat should only be to do deeds for the sake of Allah. Abu Sulaiman rahmatullah alayh, one of our great scholars, had said, blessed is the person who takes a step or takes any deed only for the sake of Allah. Blessed is that person. You see, we like rewards. Hum nahi kehte ke jo hai na ajr na le. Hum sab jo hai na wo ajr bahut chahte hain. We all like freebies. For the sake of a freebie, we will do what and what. Someone tells you there's five rand something free, and you'll drive 20 kilometers, and you will spend 20 rand petrol to get something free for 5 rand. I mean, I say yeah. So a person went to go and buy 12 bees, and the 13th one he got, so they tell the person, no, why you gave me the 13th one? He said, freebie. It's a freebie for you. So we all like freebies. Allah Ta'ala tells us, yes, seek reward. Aap ajr hasil karo. Lekin kis se? Insano se nahi, Allah Ta'ala se. Seek your reward, but don't seek your reward from human being. What can human being give you reward? Human being is so ungrateful, what can he reward you? Even after doing good to him, he will not be able to reward you. Ask Allah Ta'ala for reward. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala in the 19th surah of the Holy Quran, you will find 5 or 6 rukus. Allah Ta'ala makes mention with regard to all of the, I think it's in the, in the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala makes mention in many rukus with regard to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. When they spoke to the tribe, they told them one thing: Ya qawmi la as'alukum alayhi ajra. Oh, our tribe, from you we don't want any reward. In ajriya illa ala Allah. Our reward is only for the sake of Allah. And this is an mu'min niyat ko aaj kal mu'min niyat ko dus karke apne puri zindagi ko ibadat mein badal sakta hai. Now if you have niyat, you can change your entire life into ibadat. Now just for example, you eating. One, we all eat. So we all going to eat dar chawal maybe or whatever after Jumma. They say dar chawal is also sunnat of the Gujaratis. So now all of that we have, but one is you say, I'm going to eat because Allah must give me strength to be able to worship Allah. One is you go to work, hum sab jaate hain, we all go. But one is you go because Allah Ta'ala told me, talabul halali faridatun. You make your whole life into an ibadat only with proper niyat. And the niyat must be only for the sake of Almighty Allah Ta'ala. Ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayhi has written in his tafsir, that when Allah Ta'ala revealed the verse, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, which I read is recited in the khutbah. But har kaam sirf Allah Ta'ala ke liye karo. Aur kisi ke liye na karo. Jo bhi aapke naik kaam ho, sirf Allah Ta'ala ke liye karo. He said when this ayat was revealed, the heavens and earth stood still. He said, what ayat and what command Allah has given human beings? Sannata cha gaye, sannata cha gaye. Pure zameen o aasman par, jab ye ayat utri. The whole heavens and heavens, they stood still. Such is the impact with regard to this. Do everything only for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdul Rahman Mazrawi rahmatullah alayhi says, we were fighting the Romans. We were fighting the Romans in jihad. I saw a person who showed such great bravery, and he covered his face with a scarf. No one could see his face. But wherever he went, he showed bravery. And he fought with such bravery. And he came back in his tent or in a place where no one could see him, and he removed his scarf. I went to see him. I saw it was the famous scholar Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, one of our great ulama in our history, he was in jihad. So he saw me seeing him taking out his scarf. He said, please don't tell people. Are you going to defame me by telling people with regard to my bravery? Don't tell people about my bravery. Such ikhlas, such sincerity for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shah Ismail Shaheed rahmatullah alayhi, one day was giving a bayan in Jami Masjid. When he gave that particular bayan in Jami Masjid, there were thousands of people. Thousands of people. And after giving bayan to thousands of people, when he walked out of the masjid, one person came running. So he came to Sheikh. He said, you finished your bayan? He said, yes, I finished my talk. He said, I traveled for so far to listen to your talk, I got late. Sheikh Ismail Shaheed rahmatullah alayhi went into the masjid and said, come. The same amount of time he addressed thousands of people, he addressed this one person. His disciples, the people who were making the khidmat, said, Shah Sahib, I mean, why are you, this, for one person you gave the bayan? So what an amazing reply he said. He said, the first time when I was speaking to thousand, it was also for one. Jab pehle maine bayan kiya, wo bhi hazaron ke liye nahi tha, wo to bhi Allah Ta'ala ke liye kiya. To ye is aadmi ke liye main jo kar raha hu, to wo bhi Allah Ta'ala ke liye. Brothers, this is such an important part. Tuba lil mukhlisin, ulaika masabihul huda. Glad tidings to the people who do things for the sake of sincerity. They are the lanterns of guidance. Without sincerity, you're not going to get hidayat. You're not going to be able to pass on hidayat. Nabi Karim, and if you do things with sincerity, even little bit is enough. Nabi Karim s.a.w. told Hazrat Mu'adh when he was going to Yemen, Ya Mu'adh, akhlis dinak. Akhlis dinak. O Muaz, do things with sincerity. Ikhlas ke saath karo. Then even if you do little, it will be enough for you. Chahe aap thora kaam kare. Mukhtasar sa. Lekun aapke liye kaafi hoga. Do little bit. So the second thing, my dear respected brothers, do things solely for the sake of Almighty Allah. And the third thing, which is very important also, is see that you don't corrupt your intention of your good deeds. Because if you corrupt your intention, then there is a very great fear that never mind getting good deeds, Allah will punish you. If you do your good deeds for the sake of anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will punish you. There's a very interesting incident Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah alayhi has made mention. Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah alayhi says, one day a person who was not showing piety. He didn't have real piety. So the king invited him. The king invited him for dawat. So when the king invited him for dawat, you know, very great dastarkhan, big dastarkhan, and different types of food. He ate very little. Now he didn't eat little because he wasn't hungry, but he ate little to prove to the king, I'm very pious. And then when the time came for namaz, he normally, more than the normal salat, he read very long salat. Now he took his one small son with. So the small children are very innocent. So when he came back home, he told his wife, make quick, give me food, I'm very hungry. Make food and I'm very hungry. Right? Because there he didn't eat to pray, to show the king. Right? And here, because now he was hungry. So he came and he ate the food. So the small son is looking at him. And the small son told him, he said, you are now eating, right? Although you were hungry there, you didn't eat to impress the king. Why don't you repeat the salat that you read so long there to impress the king? Wo bhi dubara pare? Here you're eating again, why don't you read that salat again? Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that for example, a builder builds a house for Musa. And after building the house for Musa, he goes to Isa. He says, Isa, give me money. Isa will say, why must I give you money? He said, I built the house. Say, who you build the house for? He said, I built the house for Musa. So go and ask Musa for money. Why are you asking me for money? So Allah on the day of Qiyamah will be entitled to tell people, and it comes in the hadith, that Allah will say, you did it for so and so. You did it for name and fame. Why must I give you reward? No reward for you. Because you did it for someone else. And therefore Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man salla yura'i faqad ashrak. He who reads salat to show people, he has committed a sense of shirk. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ibn Majah's hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, should I not tell you something which I fear for you more than Dajjal? Dajjal se bhi barkar main khauf karta hu apne ummat ke liye. I fear this more than Dajjal. Ya Rasulullah, what is it? That people will do things for the sake of name and fame. They won't do things for the sake of Allah. Brothers, today we do many things. We do our ibadat, we do community work, we do different types of things. It is so important that we start checking our intention. Because one worries, and you know, one big thing that we have, everyone says, that man is doing it for the sake of name and fame. He is doing it for name and fame. Apne gareban mein chak kar dekho. Go and see it in yourself. Go and monitor your amal ruthlessly. Every deed that you do, every charity that you give, every ibadat that you do, see who am I doing it for? For wallahi, if we don't do it for Allah, may Allah ta'ala forbid, there will be no benefit for us on the day of Qiyamah. And we will be the greatest losers, as Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ عَمَالًا. Have you seen the people who are the greatest losers, who do a lot of effort, but the effort is in vain? And part of that is the people who do good deeds, and they do other many good things, but they didn't do it for the sake of Allah. May Allah give us a tawfiq. May Allah Ta'ala really give us a tawfiq that we monitor this very ruthlessly, and we make from here a very clear-cut intention that, Ya Allah, whatever it is, we are going to try to do everything only for the sake of Almighty Allah. May Allah reward us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.